Modern technology can immerse students instantly into current events, but capturing their imaginations when it comes to history can be a bit of a challenge. In our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien brings you the story of a Largo High School student and teacher who were selected to research and digitize a fallen World War II soldier story from the beaches of France.
The toughest writing assignment Largo High School junior Connor Ross will have this year is to write a eulogy for a young man she's never met, but there's a part of him she'll never forget.
They have his wallet from when they found it on the beach. And on his identification card, it says green eyes and brown hair. And I didn't know he had green eyes until then. That seems like something small, but it was really cool to learn for some reason.
Ross is describing Army Private Leo Chalcraft, a St. Petersburg native drafted to serve in World War II. The 19-year-old drowned off the coast of France in 1944 on Christmas Eve.
He was so young. And I feel like he didn't get to experience a lot of his life because he was so young and was drafted right as that happened. I want to know him, like, better.
So her research continues, assisted by her history teacher, Deborah Pettingill. Their persistence over the past few months helped them locate Chalcraft's younger brother, Albert, who had become keeper of his older brother's legacy.
When their mother passed away, they had the artifacts and had his Purple Heart and the flag from his coffin and the telegram that was sent when he passed away. But most amazingly, the wallet that was his personal effects that were sent back.
Pettingill says it is an honor to work alongside her student as part of the National History Day Normandy Sacrifice for Freedom Project. They're one of 15 teacher-student teams researching a soldier from their home state who is buried at the American Cemetery in Normandy.
It's like taking a college class. Every week we have an assignment that we have to post and show what we have accomplished, that we've continued to work on our research for our soldier.
The pair will eventually create a website honoring their silent hero. Their assignments culminate with several days of research at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and then an all-expenses-paid trip to Normandy. There, they will visit significant historic sites and Chalcraft's grave.
I myself have a son who's 19 as well, just the same age that Leo was killed. And so as a mother, that in particular is very emotional.
This is the project's sixth year, yet Kathy Gorn of National History Day continues to be amazed by the power of the silent hero. That's the eulogy part of the project.
You're standing in front of this grave, and this bright, shiny white marble cross, and there's a 17-year-old boy struggling to read his eulogy because he is crying. That's when you know you've really hit it.
Gorn helped to develop the Normandy Silent Hero Program at the bequest of Albert H. Small, a World War II veteran.
He believed that young people these days may not really understand sacrifice and freedom, and now what we call the greatest generation did in order to preserve that freedom.
And she believes the best way for the younger generation to understand is not only to study the past, but to feel and see the cliffs overlooking the beaches of Normandy. Lynn O'Hara is director of programming now, but she was a participating teacher the first year of the project.
The power of place and the power of geography is so important for students to understand.
And the power of the individuals buried at the Normandy American Cemetery, like 19-year-old Leo Chalcraft. We'll visit again with Ross and Pettingill as they prepare to memorialize their young soldier. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.